Welcome to the Living Artist Podcast. I'm your host, Preston M. Smith. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Living Artist Podcast. I'm Preston M. Smith, at PMS Artwork Everywhere on internet land and socials. I want to thank you for landing on this podcast. Whether you're a professional artist, just getting started in the art world, a collector of art, or just consider yourself a creative person, this podcast has something for you. I like to think of it as a fun way to rant and talk to other creative people about living the life of an artist, surviving and getting ahead in the art world, and enjoying your life. But most importantly, not waiting until you're dead to make it happen. All right, let's get started.
We are transmitting. We are having trouble receiving you. Which frequency? Yes? Switch frequency. Stand by. Switching frequency now. Immediately.
Hello? What? Wait, one more.
Hot diggity dog. We are so high tech. So high tech. Yeah, you could tell I was getting bad reception because I had an old-timey voice. Nothing says static like an old-timey voice. Switching frequency, baby. What's your frequency, Kenneth? Your show. I don't know the lyrics to that song. I don't think anybody knows the lyrics to that song. I don't think Michael Stipe knows the lyrics to that song. I don't think there are lyrics. I think he's just mumbling. What's your frequency, Kenneth? Your show. Things are good. Okay, well, welcome back to the show, to the Living Artist Podcast. And as always, we get a little wacky at the beginning, but it makes sense because this episode is called Frequency, or some iteration of that. What's your frequency? Get on your frequency. What the fuck is your frequency, Kenneth? So, what is frequency? And are you a crazy person for bringing this up, Preston? Yes, I am a crazy person, but that's beside the point. Frequency is something you hear a lot about in the radio world. In the radio world. And the world of radios. And you hear a lot about it in the law of attraction talk. Now, before you turn off the podcast and stop listening and unsubscribe, I am not a hardcore law of attraction person. I just know a little bit about it. And I find some of the things in there interesting, and I find some parallels that cross over with just good old-fashioned positive vibrations, positive energy, positive visualization, all those things. They kind of cross over with law of attraction. So you're going to hear frequency a lot when you hear law of attraction, but we're going to talk about it in a little bit broader terms in this podcast. And I truly do believe in frequency because I've seen it in my own life and art. I've seen it specifically in my art when it comes to sales and what channels I sell on specifically. One second. Yes. LaCroix, still waiting for a sponsorship nod here. LaCroix, what frequency are you on? So I'm doing these for free. Free advertising for LaCroix, for LaCroix. Drinking some lime LaCroix here in 100 degree weather in the valley. It's one honey degrees. But that's okay because we're in a good mood. And by we, I mean me. I'm speaking of the royal we. I am feeling good. I'm feeling happy. I'm finishing out my week. It is Friday. Finishing out the week strong. Just got a sale from a friend, actually. And looking forward to delivering that to her and her husband. I'm very excited to be a part of their collection. But, you know, I was excited before that. And, you know, we'll just use this to get right into it because frequency matters. And I was saying I can see frequency when it comes to sales. And I'm trying to avoid getting too law of attraction-y here. But I do find that, well, let's keep it broad. So in your own life, I'm sure you've had that experience where you've been in just one of those killer moods where nothing can stop you. Everybody's, you know, high-fiving you on the street. People are filling up your gas for you. Okay, this is not happening, but you know what I'm saying. People are, this is like the movie. We just watched 500 Days of Summer. There's a part where he's feeling good because he's in love and he's walking out and there's like, it's like a musical. Everybody's dancing around him and helping him out and carrying him and he's high-fiving strangers. That's kind of how it feels when you're just rocking it, when you're in a high frequency, if you're just in a wonderful mood. And it just seems like that attracts more of that to you. People feed off of it. And yes, of course, for the naysayers out there, this could be just your perception. You could be like, oh, I'm perceiving everybody to be happy and loving me. But I think it's more than that. I think people do feed off of that energy or frequency, whatever you want to call it. And it's infectious. It's like, oh, this person's in a really good mood. Like, have you ever been in a really bad mood and then you've met up with that one friend who just always turns it around, whatever, they're just super mellow or in tune, or they just don't let things bother them that much. And you spend an hour with them and then you come out going like, what the fuck was I worrying about? What was I so upset about before this? I feel great right now. It's almost like their frequency took over yours and you all of a sudden were elevated to their level or to a higher level. And that can happen, you know, the negative way too. It can be like you're in a great mood and somebody's just, you know, basically sucking off your energy like a vampire and you make them feel a little better and then you feel worse. So it can happen that way too. But I've actually noticed this in my art career many times. And as a matter of fact, on a broader scale, I feel like I turned the corner with my art and my art sales and, you know, paved the way for me to be able to quit my job and kind of take control of my art career when I started to change my energy, my frequency, started to change the way that I perceived the art world, the way I perceived other people, the way I felt about other artists, the way I felt like, hey, you are no longer my competition. You are me, essentially. You're me. We're the same. When I see you successful, when I see you succeed, it makes me feel like I'm succeeding, or at least there's that possibility for me to succeed. And I know I've talked about that before, but it's so true. It's just all wrapped up into the same neat little package, the neat little frequency package. Okay. So anyway, why does frequency matter? Well, it's like, first of all, on a very basic level, if you don't feel good, you just don't feel good, right? And if you had the choice between feeling good and positive and infectious in a good way, and like you're bringing good things to you, or you're just feeling like nothing's bothering you, something happened, oh, no big deal. Would you rather feel that way, or would you rather feel down in the dumps, depressed? Look, I've been there. I spent over a decade that way, and it's not a lot of fun. And it's kind of hard to climb out of that because it's like anything else. You get addicted to that. You get addicted to that story of what that is, that kind of, this is me, this is my story. I'm the hard luck case guy. And it brings you some sort of weird satisfaction to feel that way. It's like, that's your story. You know who you are. But it doesn't bring you a lot of positivity. It doesn't bring you a lot of wealth. It doesn't bring you a lot of good opportunities. So would you rather feel that way, or would you rather feel like you're killing it and you're creating wonderful pieces, you're affecting people in a positive way, they're seeing your work, they're inspired, people are buying your work, they want to collect it, they want to keep collecting more and more, you're getting into bigger and better galleries, bigger and better opportunities. I think you know which one is more attractive. I'm not saying that you have to be Mr. or Mrs. Happy-Go-Lucky or whatever with your work and be phony and create super flowery things. If you like to do that, great. But if you like to create dark stuff, you can still do that from a place of high frequency. Like I was saying before, like sometimes when I'm creating dark work, I'm feeling like I'm vibrating. I'm super jazzed and I'm really in the flow state and I'm creating really well. It's not that it's bringing me down. It's just a pure form of expression. I think all pure forms of expression and creativity vibrate at like a high frequency. So yeah, just to continue on with frequency here, I probably haven't talked about that too much. And I don't really even think about it too much as far as, oh, what's my frequency? Like, am I, you know, am I vibrating at a high frequency right now? I don't really think about that consciously, but I do know when I'm in the flow, when I'm in a good mood, and when I'm really bringing other good energy towards me. And almost like I am attracting it, you know, law of attraction aside, but you get what you see. You get what you're visualizing through your own lens. Why do they think they have athletes visualize stuff? Like, let's say you're in basketball and you're about ready to shoot a free throw. Why do they have you visualize, you know, the hand, the flipping of the wrist, the ball leaving the hand and going into the basket, nothing but net? Why do you think they have athletes and specifically basketball players do that? It's because it works. And I know there have been plenty of studies to show that visualization does actually work when it comes to sports, athletics, just being able to visualize yourself doing it, or performance, you know, being on the stage in theater or as a musician or whatever you are, a mime, whatever you are performing, visualizing it beforehand, it's like paving the way for more success. So even if you don't believe in LOA, law of attraction, even if you don't believe in that, you can still logically kind of understand why it makes sense. Just if you're visualizing, or if you're seeing things the way you want them to be, then you are going to have more of that in your world, whether you call it attracting it or not. You're going to be seeing those opportunities. You're not going to be closing yourself off towards better opportunities and opportunities that you want to attract just because you're in a shit mood all the time. So now, specifically with frequency, I've told you that I've seen this in my own life so many times. It's almost hard for me to actually deny it at this point. And can I prove this to you? No. Am I interested in proving it to you? Fuck no. I don't really care if you believe me or not. What I know is I've seen this happen hundreds of times in my life. And it's not just seeing what you want to see. It's not even that I was trying to do this ahead of time and therefore there's like a confirmation bias. It's like, oh, this happened. I was trying to make this happen. And then this happened, you know, like some people do. I was thinking about the color blue, and then I saw a blue car drive by. It's like, okay, well, you know, there's a lot of blue cars, but I'm talking more specifically, like for me, for example, meditating and getting myself into a better mood where I feel connected and visualizing certain things. Like I've even visualized certain art marketplaces. I'm on plenty of art marketplaces, and I visualize specifically, let's say, Saatchi, and I've seen the process. You know, I've seen the email coming in, what that looks like, what the next steps are, you know, going through those steps in my mind, seeing it very clearly at a high energy level, at a high frequency, if you will. And I've gone through those steps and I've seen it, and I've seen it with, you know, positive attitude. And it's crazy. I've had it happen where it's literally been like 10 minutes later, boom, I get a sale on Saatchi. And you can say, oh, that's a coincidence, whatever. And yeah, maybe it is a coincidence. I'm not denying that that's a possibility, but I've seen that happen so many times. I'm talking like hundreds of times it's happened to me. And it doesn't always happen 10 minutes afterwards, but it happens within a day a lot of times. And that's pretty crazy. It's pretty random because it's not like I'm having a sale on each marketplace every single day. It's very bizarre that the one that I'm actually focusing on, the one that I'm visualizing, the one that I'm seeing all the steps to, and just, you know, putting that in my mind, that that's the marketplace that actually delivers within a day. Now, this is something that I've worked out in my own life and career. It's taken me many years to get to a place where I'm really solid in my mind. I'm solid in my work. I'm solid in my career. I've established myself online, putting up artwork consistently at a certain quality level and, you know, consistently throughout the week, throughout the months, throughout the years. So I'm also in with that algorithm. I'm not saying to anybody out there who's listening, just visualize it and it's going to happen. Just put yourself in a frou-frou way at a high frequency, at high energy levels, and you're going to get this. Now, you might get this, but I'm not saying that it's just something that you can like wish to happen and it'll happen. You have to be doing the work as well. You have to really be concentrating on honing your skills, honing your craft, developing the business acumen like we've talked about. There are so many variables to being successful as an artist, right? And they all, or many of them, have to be clicking for you to be performing on a certain high level where you're actually sustaining a career or even like thriving in an art career. You have to figure it out. And it's not going to be the same for every person. However you get it to happen, however you construct that for yourself, it's going to take some time and it's going to take some energy and some effort. But what I'm saying is, if you are on a high energy level or a high frequency level, if you're feeling good, if you're feeling it, then you're maximizing the possibilities that good things are going to happen to you. And if they don't, and if that's not true, hey, at least you feel good, right? That's the main thing. So feeling good is key. And I've learned that. It took me a really long time to learn. I was very hard-headed about it. I was very in love with the depressive side, the tortured, you know, starving artist stigma. I was in love with that. That was my story for a long time. And it didn't work for me. And I figured that out finally over time. So at very least, take away from this that you can feel better about yourself. You can have more energy and you can create more work. And you can probably get a lot more done with your business if you're at least operating on a high energy level or a high frequency, if you want to call it that. So this doesn't have to be so woo-woo. It doesn't have to be law of attraction. You don't have to go out and buy a bunch of law of attraction books because, you know, they may or may not be effective for you. It's really the way you're perceiving the world and the way you're perceiving the art world specifically and how you react to that and how it reacts to you. So I'm a big believer in things coming back to you if you put it out there. If you're promoting other people, if you're a champion for other artists, well, there's a high probability that it's going to come back to you on some level, that people are going to promote you, that they're going to be a supporter of you as well. And that doesn't have to have anything to do with frequency or law of attraction either. It can just be paying it forward and doing good things and having people come back and do it to you too, or do it for you as well. That sounded very sexual. But anyway, if nothing else, just do it for that sake. But if you want to give this a shot, try to see if this works in your own life. Give it a shot. Give it a whirl. You've got nothing to lose. It's going to take some time, just like meditation takes some time. But I think you'll find that if you cultivate working, operating, and living at a higher energy level, at a more positive energy level and or frequency, I think you'll see nothing but good results come from that. So just another little tool for the arsenal, just another thing to make your life better, to brighten your day, to brighten your perspective. So, you know, take that and you can't lose. I hope this has been of value to you on some level. Oh, they're cutting the grass next door. That's so weird, man. I was putting out the frequency of cutting grass and they just started cutting it, man. No, not at all. Just a little joke for all you non-believers out there. Just find what works for you. I'm throwing a bunch of stuff at the wall, seeing what sticks for you. These are all things that work for me. They're all little tools that I have in my arsenal that put them together, all make a total package and help me to make a living as an artist. So take it if you want, throw it away if you want, or just let it simmer. Let it simmer, my babies. Be cool, my babies. I hope you like it. I hope you use it. I hope you tone your frequency to the right level so you can optimize your energy levels. Oh no, it's
happening again. I am going back down to a lower frequency. What's the frequency? Can it? Those things are cool. I will catch all you kids later and have a crackerjack day.
This has been the Living Artist Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I just want you to know that I appreciate you being here, and I'm grateful to be in your ears. Your art and creative life on this planet is meaningful, so thank you for sharing it with me. If you like this podcast, whatever platform you're listening to it on, please subscribe and share it with your friends. You can also leave me a positive review to show your support. This helps me to reach more people with the algorithmic magic and keep the show going strong. If you want to see more of what I do and check out the art that I create, you can visit my website at www.pmsartwork.com or follow me on social media everywhere at PMS Artwork. That's it for now. See you back here next time.